Free therapy every single week. We offer our show as a little forum for you to maybe get some help with an issue that you have.
Yeah, we're not smart, but we have big microphones and smart people that listen that might be able to help.
Yeah, for sure.
We have microphones and lots of opinions.
See, I said that.
This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, Mary, what's up?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing pretty well. So what is your issue?
Okay, so for my 30th birthday, I started to get Botox. And it's no big deal. I mean, a lot of my friends have been doing it for a while, and I like the way it looks.
Yeah, sure. You go, girl.
You look good.
Yeah. So, and I've been married for a little over 5 years. Mm-hmm. But when we were dating, I found out that he's really, really against anything like that. Like, he's against anything, you know, plastic, and, you know, he thinks people should just age naturally.
So
obviously I never kind of mentioned that I was getting this Botox every 4 months or so.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And you've been doing this for like years now, so.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I never stopped. I mean, like I said, I love the way I look with it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
makes you feel good, right?
Here's the like really ironic thing, I guess, is that he is always bragging to his friends, you know, that he kind of hit the gene pool jackpot, so to speak. You know, he tells everybody, you know, how amazing I look, and and my friends and I just think it's hilarious because I'm getting these Botox treatments.
Okay.
Oh.
He thinks it's nature.
Right.
You're all like, yeah, I got a secret.
You and the girlfriends are like, yeah. He doesn't know.
I got a good doctor.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
I mean, it is kind of funny, you know, that he actually points that out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But
I really hate that I'm keeping this from him.
I understand that.
Yeah.
It kind of bothers me. I mean, it bothers me a lot. And one of my good friends thinks that I really should just tell him before it goes too much farther. But, you know, then there's other people that are like, don't say anything. Just keep it a secret to the grave, you know.
Keep it a secret to the grave.
So how are you paying for this? Like, he's obviously not seeing any of the charges. Do you have, like a little secret account?
I'm just going to the spa.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I'm just going to the spa.
Right, that's how it shows up on a credit card. Just, you know, I'm not going to say the name of the place, but the name of the place.
Yeah. Right,
I gotcha.
Right.
All right.
I'll tell you a funny story, Mary. My great aunt, she was with my cousin, and you know, she's like in her 90s, and she like leans over to her and she's like, "Hey, I wanted to tell you a secret. I color my hair." and my cousin was like,
precious.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Really?
So I'm just telling you that maybe at the age of 90, you you let him in on this.
Oh, okay, good.
Sure, yeah.
No, that's why you look half your age.
But right. Then he won't be salty that you've been keeping the secret for like 50 years. It's
well,
fine.
Mary, we've got a bunch of people texting in at 502-571-9970. So if you like hang out for a little bit, maybe they can chime in and give you some direction.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Like Justin, liar, liar, forehead won't move.
Listen, but she look good.
Kayla texts in and says, what if she goes one time and it messes completely up and she'll have no choice but to say something? Well, then you cross that bridge when you have to cross that bridge.
Okay, but I feel like they got it down because she's been doing this for years and years and years.
Glenda says, if it's her body, her money, it's her choice. She didn't have to tell him. As long as she's paying her own bill.
Okay.
All right.
And he's obviously appreciating the effects.
Yeah, for sure. Justin texts in and says, if he's happy, let him be happy not knowing. You're beautiful. That was kind of my take on the whole thing. It's like, you know what? I guess if he's got real personal like convictions against it, then you cross that bridge. So anyways, 502-571-9970. Haley texts in and says, same situation as my parents. My mom has been getting work on her face for 10 plus years. My dad keeps telling her to age gracefully. Has no idea.
Oh, wow.
If he hasn't figured it out by now, he won't. Downplay how much work you've had done. And just if you choose to tell him, just tell him you're getting a little work done.
Okay. Like there's really good facials out there.
Yeah.
I guess. Really great facials.
Another text. Another text message says, hey, leave it be. If it makes you feel good, that's all that matters. I'm a nurse practitioner, and I administer Botox, and a majority of my clients, significant others, don't even know.
Okay, there you go.
We're very creative with payments.
You know, nice. Don't you worry your little head about that condescending pat on the head.
Little payments. Nice.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. You know, another text that says, I tan without letting my man know. And just pay my own bill monthly in cash.
Okay.
Oh, so pay in cash.
Oh, wow.
Didn't you have a system there for a while?
I would pay like half cash. And have, so that he doesn't really know like how much it actually
costs.
There's
not a paper trail.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't
know
the full price.
Just put $20 on the credit card and I'll pay the rest.
Yes.
I'll pay the rest.
You know, I'm not completely like keeping it in the dark. I'm just, you know.
Jamie texts in and says, you know, Botox is also used for migraines. So
there
she
it
could
is.
Say it's used for that.
That could be the angle.
That is true. Yeah.
I like that idea.
But I'll tell you.
We're supporting not telling the truth. That's fine.
That's what a majority of the people are like, hey, you know what? If it makes you feel good and
that's
he
what
likes
it, comes down
it
to.
Then just, you know.
Your own personal self-esteem.
What is that saying? Que sera, sera?
Okay.
Sure. You don't need a husband telling you that. That's not good if it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Cat.
You make you good.
You decide what you're going to do with your face.
All right.
There you go.
If you've got more comments, you can always throw it up on the Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Oh, Greg texts in. What kind of work is Office Lady Barb getting? Oh, my. Listen.
Oh, did you hear?
Listen, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard that Barb, mm-hmm. she goes on her lunch break and gets Botox three times
does.
A week.
Yeah. She looks surprised all the time.
Three times a week. She doesn't make any expressions. But you know what? She looks like she's about 23.
Uh-huh.
She's 60. These are just our little secrets.
Hashtag goals.
These are our little secrets.
Hashtag Barb for the win.